Blog Talk Radio.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Uber Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 13, Verse 3 already. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. For those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. If you're sending in any music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Black on Black Crime, Inc. Radio. You can call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, let's go into some of the things while I'm watching that Monday Night Raw in the background. Let's go and see what we have on tap for you all so far, because if I'm not mistaken, if you are looking good, home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation repairs, flooring, tile, and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry, and decks. That's 216-205-7247. That's 216-205-7247. Or LOOKINGGODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Now, with that being said, I wanted to make sure you all know what's going on and what's going down right now so that you all hear what is happening. So what I'm going to do is make sure that we know what's going down. I can now come back and let you know some of the things that's happening out there, which is Common Sense Radio, which airs Sunday, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Instagram of jr.alfredporter. Facebook, Joseph Motley, Jr., period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. The Facebook page of Black on Black Crime, Inc. Or you can go to none other than thedialoguecenter.net. Also, Facebook of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. If you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. Twitter page of at Grandpa Rapper. Also, YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland Power Groove Records. YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland Power Groove Records. Now, I get a chance to at least sit back and enjoy what is going on with my people. But I need to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. What I'll do is get that out of the way, because if I don't get that out of my way, I will then forget to give that to the people. So starting at number 10, Black House Sounds, new music. They're moving up. They moved out of the honorable mention. So anyway, number 9, moving up, The Actual Tannis with the song Cat Williams. Number 8, debuting, Pray for Shay by Suave Gotti. Almost 700 views already on the Facebook videos, almost 700 views. Number 7, debuting, Facebook, Fast for Gaza to demand a ceasefire. Number 6, debuting, Facebook, MLK, Movements, Millennials, and More. Number 5, moving up, Facebook, Soulful Showdown, SZA versus Summer Walker, Karaoke Clash. Number 4, moving up, Facebook, Throwback Tribe live at Maple Grove Tavern last week. The Soulful Showdown was over the past weekend. So that was number 4, that Throwback Tribe. Number 3, moving up, Facebook, BOGO Friday, Ohio Selfie World Grove Tavern last week. No, it was BOGO Friday, Ohio Selfie World Fun Experience. That was number 3, and that moved up. Number 2, Facebook, moving up, Community Circle Around Gaza. That was last week. And number 1, the biggest jump, goes to the Judy Martin dinner. That was last Saturday. It was so many people coming through. It was phenomenal. They really made a difference. Let's go to, for holding on so long and dealing with all the stuff that's happening, let's go to 216-548. 216-548. How are you?
Good. How's everybody doing this evening?
Doing pretty excellent. Talk to me, presidential candidate.
For the United States of America. I was in East Cleveland City Hall recently,
mm-hmm.
and I have a concern because a mental health agency has brochures in our community teaching people how to safely smoke crystal meth, how to safely smoke cocaine.
Mm.
I won't go too far on the religious spectrum,
mm-hmm.
but I would say, what happened to Jesus healing folks?
Mm.
I'll leave it at that for that.
Right.
But more than that, Do you realize how many people are incarcerated right now for selling crystal meth and cocaine?
Right.
For them, the mental health agency to promote teaching people how to use it. Now you tell me, what's wrong with that picture?
Right.
You tell me how that's acceptable in leadership. Now I'll say you. When I say you, Mr. Porter, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you, the people who are listening. You tell me how that's acceptable. You tell me what the other options are.
Right.
We are losing families to mass incarceration.
Yes.
We're losing families to the lack of belief in even present-day miracles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm breathing Jesus back in there again, because that's what miracles. But billions of dollars are spent on guns, drugs, and weapons of warfare, not just here in America either. We need to get back to basics.
Mm.
When did it become natural and acceptable, all of this stuff that is the destruction of the person, mind, body, soul, and spirit, when has that become acceptable? I'm really concerned. I just spoke at a meeting, and I heard some things, very, very interesting things.
Okay.
And I don't see any legislation ending homelessness, mass incarceration, gun violence. I don't see any legislation that is putting prayer back in our school system. I don't see any legislation that's promoting females, mothers. I don't see any legislation that's promoting finances for a man and a woman to have what they need to build their homes.
Wow.
I'm not voting. I'm not asking you to vote for me, for me to write legislation, to you to vote for me so we can have what we need for legislators to do what needs to be done. See, what they write, I read and I run with it. But I need y'all to get these people to write some stuff so I can read it and we can run with it, because these folk are taking us to the lake of fire on an express train in this country and abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to close. Like I had to tell the lady at the meeting I just left, I'm a preacher. That's the highest calling anywhere in the universe. Yes, I'm a presidential candidate. I'm a preacher first and foremost, because the government is on the shoulders of the church, not the church on the shoulders of the government.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to lose your program because people are being programmed to self-destruct.
Right.
Thank you for your time. I hope that you all will vote for me for president of the United States of America. I really do hope that you'll vote for me. I hope that we can work together and get some things done. Thank you, Mr. Porter.
No problem.
I hope that gave you something to think about.
You sure did, and I appreciate that.
Right, and I hope your pastor and his wife really have something that they can use for leverage now to meet the needs of the people that they're stewards of. God bless you. Tell your wife I say I love her dearly. And thank you so much for your radio show also. Take care. Have a good night.
you too. And I appreciate that strong message. Wait a minute. I have a 347 area code with an 882. A 347 area code with an 882. How you doing out there?
Doing very well. Thank you.
And what is going on with you?
Not really much yet. I just tuned in, and I was given this number by somebody. And right now, I'm just listening in to see what's going on.
Well, I appreciate you for listening in to see what's going on. And while you do that, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I like to go to my phone callers and just see what might be on their mind.
I am actually a artist. I'm a writer, storyteller, vocalist, and playwright. And I like to stay up with political, social issues. And I suppose the person that gave me this knows that. And so here I am. Not a lot going on with me right now.
So how do we find you and some of your work?
Well, I may have some on a website. My name is Ise, I-S-E, the storyteller. And I have two websites. One website is isethestoryteller.com, and another one is zigzagjourney.com. So I'm on both, and then you might get a chance to see some of my past work on Zigzag. And I'm constantly doing something.
Nice. And so I'm going to ask you, since you gave me three different things, when did you first become an artist?
When did I first be? I was an artist as a little child.
Okay.
I remember my first play was given by two teachers when I was in junior high, and I went from classroom to classroom giving that particular play. And it was also a social issue. Yeah, it was a social issue dealing with a young lady and how she felt about herself because she did not have, I would say, the kind of clothing that she wanted to wear. And she dealt with a lot of teasing from the other students. So, yeah, that was my very first play.
Got you. And with that being asked, I need to ask you also about being a writer.
Oh, okay. Mainly it's playwriting, but I've written books. I've written children's stories. And some of them, again, you know, are social. But I'm more than anything, I am an empowerment writer. I write a lot for the youth. And I do storytelling for the youth. Yeah.
And that brings me to last but not least, being a storyteller, when did you see that it was time to do that? What caused you or piqued your interest in writing for the youth?
Writing for young people, what happened is that I used to work for the library.
Okay.
And I was out one day. I was out because a friend of mine passed away.
Okay.
And when I came back, and the children said, you know, one of the little boys, he may have been about 11, he said, "Miss Young, where were you?" And I said, "Well, a friend of mine passed away." And he said, "Who killed him?" And when he said, "Who killed him?" that just, you know, made me realize the type of mentality that the children were growing up with. because nobody killed him. He died a natural death. But I knew that it was so sad to me. I knew that I had to do something with my work, and that is what committed me all the way. And I've been, writing for young people and the community for a while now. I've been in New York. I've done that kind of work in New York, and I'm back in the city now. The 347 number that you see, that's a New York number, but I'm back in Cleveland, Ohio now.
Nice.
And doing the same thing. Yeah.
Well, again, before you leave, can you please spell your name so that we can make sure we can look you up?
Okay. My name, Ife, I-F-E dash Gail Young, G-A-I-L, Young. And I suppose you can go to my website. It's Ife the Storyteller. Again, F-I-E, but the Storyteller. All one word. We're all connected. And dot com. Yeah.
No problem. And I will say I thank you for calling in. And if you want to text any links to your website or anything like that, feel free to text it to 216-804-7462.
Just one second, please.
No problem.
I was in the kitchen.
No
problem.
And
I'm running out now. Just took my grandbaby back to her mom. So, yeah.
Got you.
That was a day. Okay, 216, the rest of it.
804.
Mm-hmm.
74.
Okay.
62.
62. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we will do everything we can to go ahead and promote whatever links you send through.
Okay. Great.
Thank you so much for the phone call.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all.
So enjoy the rest of your evening, and please enjoy the rest of this show.
Okay, I will. Thank
you. Thank
you
so much. You're more
you
than welcome. And by you saying that, I will definitely enjoy my evening, and you enjoy yours as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This has been a phenomenal phone call. Let's go to another phone caller at 216-507. 216-507. Who am I talking to this evening?
Good evening, Mr. Porter. You got Johnny G from 100 Million and One Restless Souls, Inc. Probably want to give the public a little update on who I am. Formerly with WJMO Radio, Super 1490, also Dean Rufus of Club Style, FM 108. I did that for them. I also ran three of the biggest nightclubs here in Cleveland. Coupe One, Greenlight Shopping Center, 3030 Bourbon Street, Lakeview and Euclid Avenue, and the Total Eclipse at Ivanhoe and Euclid Avenue. Also, I've ran probably some of the biggest restaurants in the city also. McDonald's, Eddie Road, and Euclid, 55th and Central. Let's go to Shrimp Boat, Lee and Harvard, 131st and Kinsman, and then I ran the big one at 55 and Central. Let's go to all my wonderful folks at the Red Barn. We remember the Big Barney, the Big Buster.
Right.
That was at Euclid and Wadena. Also ran Mo Sinoco at Wadena and Euclid Avenue, 116th and Union. I'm well-rounded in the city. Once again, I'm with the 100 Million and One Restless Souls, Inc., and I'm Johnny G., and there's only two in the world like me, Mr. Porter.
And with that being said, please tell me some of the things that's going on that you may be dealing with.
Well, we want to definitely look at Mr. Matthew on for the new sheriff in town in the Cuyahoga County prosecutor's seat. We definitely want to put Mr. Ahn in the seat. He has all the credentials, and I'm pretty sure that you have everything available for the public to let them know exactly what he's got. I have a situation with University Hospital, 90 days out, 90 days out, and I have not gotten the results that I should have normally gotten from a reasonable-minded thinking staff there, such as the Omnibusman, the advocate for them, the patient advocate. Haven't heard from them. Haven't heard from human resources. Those folks at University Hospital know well that there's a thief in that house. There's a thief in that house, and they need to do something about that. Also, Radio Nun. I'm really disappointed in Radio Nun. Radio Nun has turned our 93.1 into a remote radio station, and I think that's a disgrace. In the morning, you got Ricky Smiley, who wears the dresses. Then you got Sam Cotton from, what, 10 to 3, and we got him in cotton drawers, cotton T-shirts, and cotton outerwear, and he's no longer the silky one here in Cleveland, and he's on the way out in Cleveland because of the ugly statement that he made that there's no talent here in Cleveland. Also, I want to talk about the double-dipping, triple-dipping, quadruple-tripping folks downtown in City Hall that's sucking up all our money. And lastly, I want to let the public know that Deliver Me 3, Deliver Me 3 is coming to Cleveland in the near future, hopefully around the Easter week. Our intent is to take it to Corey United Methodist Church. That's right.
Okay.
Public, get ready for Deliver Me 3 and get a chance to watch me act. I've taken on the ability to act now, Mr. Porter.
Nice. As a matter of fact, I'm going to break script a little bit, and I'm going to ask you, what causes you to be so busy for the public?
Well, there's things that the public don't know, so someone has to enlighten the public, and I have no problem in enlightening the public, because when I come to you, I come to you 100. I come to you with facts, and no one has disputed any of the things that I've done. Let's take Harbor Freight out at 5100 Mayfield. It took 27 days to make them succumb. Downtown Cleveland, Mayor Bibbs, License and Assessment and Safety, it took them 4 days to succumb. When I'm called and on a mission, I take care of business. Let's go down on 71st in Kensland, where they had shut down the food bank down there. Took 4 days to have 5 and 19 come out, and my cameraman and myself got no recognition for that, Al.
That is true. You all brought my attention to it.
And trust me, if it hadn't been for you, Gotti, and yourself, I probably would not have been back out on the trail, because I had gone into seclusion, and I went to the VA and got a clean bill of health, and somewhere along the lines I bumped into Gotti, and Gotti said, let's put together a script for Radio Nun, and between Joe Motley and yourself,
right,
we got two disco versions of Radio Nun.
Right, and that is true. And so with that being said, I am going to stop right now and say, Johnny G, you are definitely appreciated for being an on-air radio legend who is still giving back to the community. You are definitely not just an on-air personality. You definitely are an on-air legend who's still teaching people how to be. And I just hope and pray that once my service ends as being on air, people will think of me the same way as they think of you.
No doubt, and I just want to leave the public with this thought. Live each day to the fullest. Get the most out of each and every day. Dare to be different, to follow their own stars. Believe that those who they love them, then they can look forward with confidence and back without regret. And remember, taint what you're doing when you're doing, but it's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. And if you guys are Teddy Pendergrass favors, it's all about a love affair. A love affair, a true love affair, is not 70-30, not 60-40, not 50-50. And Mr. Porter, if their love affair is not 100, they don't have a love affair. They have been listening to the JGE, the Johnny G Experience. There's no other experience like it in the world. There's only two in the world like me, Mr. Porter, and I'm both of them. And it's been a pleasure being on your Blog Talk Radio this evening.
Thank you, sir. Likewise, keep up and keep on doing the work that you're doing, and I'm looking forward to joining you out on the front lines much sooner than later.
Yes, sir. And don't forget, Matthew on for Cuyahoga County Prosecutor.
Yes, sir. Appreciate this phone call. As a matter of fact, I know the phone caller before Johnny G wanted to know some of the things that's going on in the community. So at least I'm glad she got a chance to hear certain things that's happening. As a matter of fact, one of the news stories that a lot of people may have missed is the Cleveland Water keeps losing in court but doesn't stop cities' questionable spending, property liens, and shutoffs. And I remember seeing that news story. I believe that was on News 5. Yes, it was. Okay, I thank you very much for backing me up on that. But it was on News 5. And the story first aired at the end of December, if I'm not mistaken. It aired then. And so, you know, the week is that it marked 4 years since the NAACP Legal Defense Fund filed a multi-plaintiff federal discrimination lawsuit against the Cleveland Water Department. It's a suit that was sparked by a decade of News 5 investigations, revealing many water customers' concerns about billing, mysterious leaks, and liens on homes. Here's an update on where the suit stands, how Cleveland is fighting the suit, and some additional questionable spending by the city. Tania Shepherd's Cleveland Water story started with a fire at a property she rented out. The fire caused damages that required year-long repairs, and she said no one was using water in the boarded-up home. After fixing the place, renters moved in, but within 3 months, there were problems. Ooh, what kind of problems? Well, it seems like the new tenants call, and they're like, hey, the water's off. They're fussing. They're really upset, and I'm feeling horrible. Like, why is the water off? You guys just moved there. But what happened was she had told, I believe, News 5, that questionable bill from Cleveland Water was almost $3,000, $3,000. Shepherd said she maxed out credit cards trying to pay for everything, but eventually Cleveland Water put a lien on the home. It affects your credit. It affects you mentally, your family, and everything. And it was just never ending, said Shepherd. She is part of a federal lawsuit filed in 2019 and hoping that Cleveland will stop doing water liens. The water meter wasn't even hooked up, as nobody should lose their home for water, period. Now, let's go from there, said Jerome Montgomery from Bedford Heights. Now, as we look at that particular news story, we went from one place to losing a home for a water meter. This time, we're talking about a water meter that wasn't even hooked up. So nobody should lose their home for water, period, said Jerome Montgomery from Bedford Heights. He's another plaintiff in the suit. His $10,000 water bill was part of a nightmare foreclosure notice on his condo, even after, and this is just interesting, even after he hired a plumber who found no leaks. Plus, he said this happened. The plumber then went and looked at the back and said that the water meter wasn't even hooked up, wasn't even working, not at all. It wasn't even registering for Cleveland Water to read. Montgomery said he finally got his payments under control by borrowing money from his family. So it's that in itself that really stands out. So I just wanted to throw that out there and let people know, Houston, there is a problem with the water department in the city of Cleveland. And it's affecting a lot of people, but when you don't have any idea of what's going on, you can always look and see if there are lawsuits or if there's somebody else who is being affected. You can look certain things like that up. That was interesting because it's only, I'm going to be nice and make it a 9-foot step ladder for my soapbox, just a 9-foot step ladder for my soapbox. It's not really high because it is being handled legally. But it wouldn't have been if people had just complained and not done a major suit together. Also, I'm pretty sure Johnny G will want to look at this because he's talked about City Hall, where a mother had questions. This one is a 18-foot stepladder for the soapbox because there's a mother who had questions for Mayor Bibb following the terrifying experience after the tree lighting where two teen boys were shot after police were called to teens fighting for the Winterland, if I'm not mistaken, tree lighting for, you know, the lighting of the Christmas tree in public square. And the mother said chaos in Cleveland's public square, which happened on a Saturday, I believe a couple of days right after Thanksgiving. It was like the Winterfest, and two boys who were aged 15 and 13 were wounded in a shooting that took place about an hour after the annual tree lighting. The 15-year-old was in serious condition. The younger boy recovered at home. It was a night Allison Gilgenbach won't forget, and the same goes for her two girls. Her daughters were like, take us home. They were really scared. It made sense. And as we looked at everything, had to go there and take a look at that particular thing and say that the daughters wanted to go home, and it had been a fun-filled day in downtown Cleveland, and it was ruined at the end. And I don't think I'd go back there anytime soon. Gilgenbach says she wanted her girls ages 8 and 10 to experience the tree lighting at Public Square. They're from Grafton, Ohio, and she and her husband decided to get a hotel to make the most of it on a Saturday. They visited with reindeer. They had hot chocolate. Their favorite part was the music at the Old Stone Church. And so with that being said, they thought everything was super cool until after the tree lighting, they went to Tower City to visit Kris Kringle. And she remembers the downstairs packed with groups of kids just hanging out with no adults around. The family first tried to leave by the casino doors. All of a sudden, everybody started running towards us. We picked up the kids. They found a place to hide. There was like a wall there, and they ran into some people. And I picked up the kids and held them because we had no idea what was going on, Gilgenbach said. An hour after the tree lighting, that's when officers who were walking in public square went to a report of teens fighting when the teens were shot and two more teen suspects were arrested. Gilgenbach says she didn't even hear the gunshots. We just know we were like running the other way. It was just, you know, they went through active shooter training from where they were before they came to Cleveland. But it's so sickening, but I'm glad we kind of did it together. You know, the first time, but her questions for Mayor G Justin Bibb was, what's the plan? I don't know. You have to have a plan with everything. What's his plan? How is this going to get any better? And why would people want to go back downtown with their families? I think it was a News 5 we followed through story on that. I'm putting that up on, I will say, a 14-foot stepladder for the soapbox. 14-foot stepladder for the soapbox. My thing is this. Right now, when you have business leaders asking the mayor of Cleveland, what's your plan? You have people coming from out of town asking Mayor Justin Bibb, what's your plan? You could ask City Council President Blaine Griffith, what's your plan? And if you don't have a plan, then maybe what people need to do, we had great people on this phone line today. You had a storyteller, story for young people. You have Johnny G, who can set an example for young people. Again, you have different activists and advocate groups that do things for young people and to teach and reach out. Some don't do it for grants. They do it because they want to. So maybe if the mayor doesn't have a full plan, maybe at least the city of Cleveland could put a list out for all families or people who want to know the different groups that they can work with. You know, maybe that's something that can be done because there are so many groups. Maybe City Hall needs to get off their high horse and just say, we don't really have a plan, but we would do what we're supposed to do and get you into contact with people. So there's a lot of different things that can happen. It just hasn't happened so far yet. And it won't happen if we don't HTO. Or yeah, you got to HTA these people. Again, HT to the A. Hold them accountable, especially when it's our tax dollars. Hold them accountable. You're supposed to do that. If you don't do it, they won't change. They won't even try to change. But it's up to us, you know? So, other than that, I was glad to be able to get rid of a couple of news things that were out there. Oh, now this is the one thing, I'll be fair, is say that the one thing that the city of Cleveland got right, Ohio Supreme Court ruled that Cleveland can move forward with lawsuit against the New York apartment owner. As a city of Cleveland lawsuit against New York apartment owner seeks to allow city control of a complex to officiate needed repairs. As Ron James has been a tenant at Cleveland's residences at Shaker Square apartment complex for 2 years, but is now moving out due to what he called chronic quality of life issues. For the past 18 months, I believe, okay, News 5, Joe Paganakis, had been following through in a reporting on multiple code violations filed by the city of Cleveland at the three apartment buildings owned by New York City company Shaker Square Apartments owner, LLC. And so with that being said, James and several other tenants at the complex reported chronic plumbing, electrical, trash collection, and elevator issues at the complex. But James said by far the biggest issue is the intermittent lack of heating and hot water at the complex. Earlier in the year, the city of Cleveland sent in building, housing, and firing inspectors to the complex and deemed some of the issues a tenant safety risk. 2022, there were some people with 1 month with no heat. Some people had 2 months with no heat. And there were a few people that had no heat at all for the second year in a row. They don't care, James said. They just flout the law and don't come to court when they're supposed to come. They just delay, delay, delay. But on October 25th, the Ohio Supreme Court issued a ruling that allows the lawsuit filed by the city of Cleveland against apartment ownership to move forward in Cleveland Housing Court. If the lawsuit prevails, it would allow the city of Cleveland to appoint a receiver to officiate what it called needed safety repairs and take the funds needed for improvements from tenant rent or bill the owners of the property. As Cleveland Law Director and Chief Legal Counsel Mark Griffith said that the action taken against apartment ownership is one of the first of its kind and sends a strong housing enforcement message. The Ohio Supreme Court ruling is important because it lets the city go after landlords who put their tenants in danger. It lets us become aggressive with code enforcement so that seniors that are living on the top floors don't have to walk up because of elevators that don't work. So I am happy myself because if I stop right there, it just lets you know, at least Cleveland Housing Court, what was supposed to happen, which was none other than that the city did what they were supposed to. And if you know your laws, you can do what you're supposed to do. You have to know your laws. The city of Cleveland just showed it. They came through, and that's what happened. Now, as I look through, it's about time to find something fun, you know. Sometimes it's good to be able to find something fun to listen to. So I'm going to play this. I haven't played it for a little while. Station identification. Be right back.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyrics.
Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
You know, this is one of those fun days where I've been able to play music and try to find certain things. So I'm going to send this out to all those people who have to handle their business like a CEO. I had a couple of phone callers who handle their business like their CEO. This is from HJS Music. Be right back.
Yo, DJ Shiny Sean. We got to go back in. Make it bigger, better, stronger, you know what I'm saying? Gotta give the people what they want.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
And keep it classic at the same time, you know?
CEO, you don't have the CID.
It's something for the station, all across the nation. HDS in top rotation, I keep banging out the heat so fast that the haters wonder if my shit gon' last. I get those, then it's on again. Download it on your phone again. Top 100 ringtones again. So open the door and let me in. Begin, I'm home.
CEO, you don't have to see
CID. feeling like $1 million. CEO, you don't have the CID. Feeling like $1 million. CEO, you don't have the CID. Feeling like $1 million. CEO, you don't have the CID. As a child, always felt I'd rock it. Fat little nigga with dirt in his pockets, but I fell about the game so true. Music business, I ain't had no clue. I knew that hard work would pay with time, so I concentrated on getting mine. I took the concept that was in my head and turned them boys to bread. I'm home, CEO, you don't have to see ID. Feeling like $1 million, CEO, you don't have to see ID. Feeling like $1 million, CEO, you don't have to see ID. Feeling like $1 million, CEO, you don't have to see ID. This ain't hard music, no, this is hit me at the bar music. This is bumping in your car music. This is H, I'm a star music. I'm feeling good tonight, so I put myself in the gym again. Microphone in my hand again. Stay sticking to the plan again. HJS in demand again, I'm home.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million. CEO, you don't have the CID. Feeling like $1 million. CEO, you don't have the CID. Feeling like $1 million. CEO, you don't have the CID. Feeling like $1 million. CEO, you don't have the CID. Feeling like $1 million, CEO, you don't have the CID. Feeling like $1 million, yo. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million, yo. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million, yo. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million, yo. Yo, feeling like $1 million, feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million. Feeling like $1 million, yo. Feeling like $1 million.
And because I might not have been fair, I have not played anything R&B-ish. So let's go and take a trip to some 90s R&B with DJ Fatty Banks, Club Drama. Why not?
Oh, na, 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 na. Yeah. Come and talk to me. R&B. I'm talking on Kelly, a little Jody. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Tell the DJ, play another slow jam. For my baby and me.
Yeah, yeah.
A little Chris Brown, can I take you down? Tenderoni, I'm Bobby Brown. Not too much, I might fall in love. I swear you need a club. Look just like an angel. Tell your mama thank you. I hope that you're single. I'm a singer. What's your occupation? To be honest, babe, I don't care about that. Just where your head at. Think about the weekend in India. Damn, it's the holiday. I gotta get out your face before I feel some type of way. And if I feel some type of way, I just need you to make my day. I put a smile on your face the moment you heard me say, come and talk to me. '90s R&B. I'm talking R. Kelly, a little Jodeci. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. You know my name is Dre. I'm something like the man. I came through, I ain't worried, baby. Unless it's by the band. Stay down till I came up. I'm ready to flex, girl, flex. Tight
trying to have sex. And I keep it playing, baby, that's no doubt. Wanna know everything about you in and out. You in the game and you focus, part of the play, and I know that. You leaving with Dre and you know it. You ain't afraid, you gon' show it. Come and talk to me. I really wanna need you, girl. I really wanna know your name. Baby, hold on to me. Look, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking on Kelly, a little Joe. Oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
We got it. Oh, no. Yeah. Nice to meet you, baby. Baby, hold on to me. A little Jodeci. Oh,
you know, it felt good to do that. Every once in a while, I get a chance to play some music. My thing is this, there are all kinds of activities coming up. It's the Black Man's Army man-to-man program where young people are going to be able to be mentored, which happens every first Friday of the month. And they meet in person, and then the guides check in on the young people a couple of times a month just to make sure everything is going well. There are so many things going on where the public can meet and do great works. And if you don't like what everybody else is doing, because you don't have to, you can always go out and create your own. Sometimes they say, man, why reinvent the wheel? Well, I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of activists and advocates in our region, but no one has all the right answers, because if they did, the crime rate would be way down. So with that being said, that's not the case now. So since that isn't the case, everybody can be responsible for doing what they can. Even if it's working with some of those groups, finding out people who have the values that you do and working together. But if you choose to and you have other ideas, create the idea. Create your own. And then work with other groups and organizations to make sure you all are working together. There's enough room for everybody. It's plenty of work to do. You know? There's a lot of activists and advocacy going on. That wouldn't be happening if the clergy was doing what they were supposed to be doing umpteen years ago. Then the reason I say that is everybody talks about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He would go out and do a 1 or 2 day protest, but he might have a sustained plan of action, which might lead into many days, like a bus boycott or what have you. But if he was doing a march, don't let that march fool you. He didn't just march with the right hand. He had legislation and paperwork in the left hand. So he had a plan or a goal. But a lot of people call him Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but they forget to add the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The man was a reverend. Man was clergy, the whole SCLC. Look it up. I believe that activists or activism, you don't have to take my word for it, but if you look up, who is the ultimate activist, advocate? Activism. Activism. My thing is Yahshua, the Messiah. Word made flesh from Yahweh, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He was the ultimate activist. Why? He didn't just stand behind a pulpit to do miracles and talk to the people. He actually went and traveled. When they defiled his father's house, he kind of chased the thieves out the temple and the gamblers and a few others. So the thing was, he was a grassroots community organizer. Prayer without action is an inaction. Go out there and get some action. If you can't make it on the front lines, pray for those people who are on the front lines, because you need your leaders to be covered and protected. I appreciate you all. Enjoy your evening. Peace.